Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. This is AJ with Ebbs and Flows Podcast, all about grief. I'm here to continue this journey. I wanted to do a new episode, post this on Sunday when I'm actually away. I'm going to Colorado to spend a week with my mom and the dog. I'm very excited to do so. It's going to be a great trip. It's something that we both need to do. We need to have a break from reality and to just relax, basically. I'm going to be doing a lot of hiking with her, a lot of chilling, a lot of probably petting the dog, a lot of regaining my focus in life, basically. So I'm posting this episode on Sunday, whatever day that is, Sunday, June 30th. I wanted this episode to kind of be about making sure that we talk about grief and just making sure that we connect with others and that kind of stuff. So I wanted to throw this out there that acute grief is something that is really difficult to process. I was talking to a friend of mine who just lost somebody really close to her, and we were just kind of talking about our shared experiences, and she just said that she feels so lost, and she doesn't know where to go right now. And she explained from another passing that she was so low at one point in her life, and it was really tough for her to get back on track, and that this most recent loss, you know, that person wouldn't want her to be that low. And I feel that. I feel that lostness. I feel that just the overall, you don't know where to go when you lose somebody close to you. I wanted to talk about on this episode about connecting with others and staying in contact with people. Every so often, I wanted to make it kind of a weekly thing, but we kind of got away from that, was that I wanted to get drinks with a guy that my dad used to work with. This guy is awesome. He always buys drinks, so he's a great guy to go to get drinks with, because he always says that he doesn't want to be in debt to somebody for drinks. So if you listen to this episode, Ryan, really appreciate you. I appreciate getting to talk to you about just life in general, baseball, sports, just kind of everything. I really appreciate that. And it's been really fun to get to know you as well. I was getting drinks the other night with Brian, and we just were talking. We spent 2 hours together. I just finished leading a hike in a park real close. I texted them and said, hey, you want to meet up? We ended up meeting up at the same place we meet up all the time at, and we started to talk about baseball. Then we got into talking about grief a little bit. Then we got into talking about just my dad in the office and different things. And it's very interesting because I never saw my dad. I never got to see my dad's life a lot of the time in his office. I mean, I would go into the office a couple times, or I would call the phone sometimes and be like, hey, is my dad there, when he worked at an old company. But I didn't really see the interaction that he had fully day to day with his people that he worked with. So one of the funny things about my dad's office in the Wheeling, West Virginia office that he worked at a couple days a week, he would always describe that he was in this back corner office. There was like nobody for 100 to 200 yards, essentially. And I didn't know it at the time, but he would always say, yeah, there's another guy that's close to me in the same hallway. And I never knew who that was until the other night when I was getting drinks with Brian. Brian was like, oh yeah, that other guy, that's me. My office is also in that area. So all this time, I had no idea that Brian's office was the one that my dad would say this other guy is like down the hall from. So it's just like a really cool thing for me to talk to people about my dad and learn things about my dad I never knew. I'm getting breakfast tomorrow morning with one of my dad's college roommates from when he was at undergrad at Ohio State. It's just, to me, it's all about reminiscing and to make sure that we continue these relationships. Like I told Brian, in a way, we can help other people with their grief because we continue the relationships with them. Acute grief is something that I never thought I'd be in with a parent this early in my life. I did experience some acute grief whenever my friend Tim passed away back in 2017. But I didn't have that acute grief like I have today. It's really difficult for me to put it into words exactly what acute grief feels like and exactly how it impacted us. But even when my dad was in the hospital, we had all these friends and family with us all the time. And just people that drop their personal lives to deal with us and to sit with us and to talk to us and whatever. I go back to Jim that I talked about a few episodes ago, him sitting with my dad at the bedside alone. I don't know what they talked about, but to me, that gave my mom a break from having to be in the room with my dad, not knowing, was he ever going to walk again? Was he ever going to talk again? Was he ever going to live again? We needed that. We really needed breaks from this, from that. Looking at staying in contact with people. At the viewing and whatnot, we entertained probably hundreds of people who came out and talked to my dad, talked to us about my dad's work with them or his personal lives with them or whatever. And it really just encapsulated the person my dad was. I had always joked that my dad was the type of person who he had been loved by lots of people, but only seriously liked about five of them. I mean, of course, that's not true. My dad definitely wasn't that kind of person, but the person that he was with us and the person that he was with everyone else, I think, is such a contrast. Not like a bad contrast. My dad was a very humorous guy, a lot of dark humor coming out of him. So one of those things is like just keeping the relationships. I had this conversation with Brian the other night, and he was telling me how my dad actually had a personality. In that moment, he said, you know, there's a lot of these accountants that don't have personalities. They're just nerds. They're just nerds that have no personality whatsoever. My dad was an extremely smart businessman, but he actually had a personality. He was easy to talk to about anything. It's so calming. Calming would be the word for me to hear that. I knew he had a personality. I knew that that was the thing that we all loved about him, was his just amazing personality. Brian isn't the only person that I've stayed in contact with. I also have a relationship with my dad's friend Mike, who was also one of Tom's good friends too. And in that relationship, and I talked to Mike maybe a couple times a week. And that relationship to me is so important. We talked about sports. I actually talked to him on the phone the other day, yesterday actually, for an hour in the morning about sports. We covered everything under the sun. I, for a second, had thought about maybe writing some stuff sports-related and sending it to him and seeing what he thought about it. And to me, it's just so, we have these in-depth conversations about sports, and it's just so cool to have that kind of relationship. But talking to him about my dad, talking to him about Tom, talking to him about whatever, I know that these people were there for me, and we have to continue these relationships with others. My mom, she continues to talk to people that have been in contact with us through everything. And again, our shared experiences of grief with them will help them process their losses. It is difficult. Grief is something I never thought that I'd be experiencing at age 30 in my life, with the loss of a parent. And grief affects everybody differently. It really does affect everybody differently. I also wanted to throw a quick out there as well, as keeping connections with people is a way that we can cope with this, but there are other coping mechanisms that also can work. I also wanted to point out that coping is not a one-size-fits-all mentality. It's not. There's no amount of skills out there that everyone can use, but for me, I really enjoy listening to music. My favorite artists are NF, 21 Pilots. I listen to some Sick World, spelled S-I-K World. I have this relationship with music that I really enjoy when I feel like I'm feeling pretty crappy. I play some video games here and there. I talk to people as frequently as I can. I also like going driving places. Lately, I've started to hit golf balls as a coping skill, but one of the things that I need to point out is that everybody copes differently, and we can't be upset at somebody for the choosing the way that they cope. I had this conversation with my mom where I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to the house to do some laundry and to do some stuff. She said, no, don't do that. You need to go on a hike, which And yes, that's I hiking is a way that I cope, but in that moment I needed to be at the house. I needed to be doing things at the house. My dad would have been cleaning the bathrooms, he would have been doing laundry, he would have been scrubbing floors, he would have been doing yard work, whatever it would have been, he would have been doing. For me, I feel that connection to him when I'm doing those things. And it keeps my mind busy. When I'm hiking, my mind's not really busy. It's just I'm out there in nature, which is cool, but it's not busy like it is if I'm having a bunch of tasks in front of me to complete. It is unique. This experience is unlike any other experience I've ever been through. I caution anybody who is going through grief to remember that grief is a process. It's not something that progresses quickly. It's not, you can't get through the stages of grief in a quick manner. It really affects everyone in a different way. There's a friend of my dad's who came to the hospital when we learned that my dad wasn't going to wake up, when he wasn't going to make it. And also, so this is more of a content, free content episode where I just kind of hit on a couple different things all at once. So we covered the communicating with others, keeping those connections. I covered some coping a little bit. I'm also going to be covering a small amount of. We cannot be held liable for the things that we say during grief. With grief, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of annoyance, there's a lot of. Tend to take things out on people that you never thought you'd be taking it out on. I always tell people if they need anything, I'm there, but at the end of the day, that to me is so toxic. And it's so toxic for us too because. So many people had said, if you need anything, I'm here for you. But the only thing that I ever needed in those moments when somebody says to me, if you need something, I'm here, is my dad, or Tom, for that matter, or my friend in college. Those are the only things that I needed in that moment was to hear their voices and to talk to them or to text them or whatever. I even sometimes still call my friend's phone just to hear his voice, just to hear his voicemail. I listen to old voicemails of my dad just to hear his voice. But it's difficult because you're never going to hear that voice spoken to you again. I realize after somebody passes, or we're so just quick to say, how are you feeling? How are you doing? What's up? What's going on? Or just, if you need something, I'm here for you. But oftentimes in acute grief, the thing that we need is something we can't get. I also want to caution anybody who thinks that. Or who feels that they're never going to have a dark day. Dark days are part of this journey. It's something that is going to happen. It's going to happen whether we want it to or not. There are days that I want to spend their whole day in bed because I don't want to think about what is, what reality is like. I also sometimes think that this is all a dream, that someday I'm just going to wake up and snap out of the dream. I'm waiting for somebody to throw water in my face, basically, and say, snap out of it. But it, of course, that's not realistic, and it's something that's not going to happen. I'm not going to have that feeling. I want so much for this to be over. The grief journey. I want my dad to be here. I want to experience the things that I experienced with him. I went to a baseball game the other day, and I had one ticket available for somebody else to go with. I asked 25 people at least if they could go to this game to take my extra ticket. They were all busy. Every single one of them was busy. And I had to laugh because just thinking about it, I thought that if my dad was here, he would have been the one that joined me at that baseball game. I wouldn't have had to look for anybody else because I could have just texted him and said, hey, you want to go to the game today? And he would 100% said, yes, let's go. It's not easy. I almost went to that baseball game by myself because I couldn't find anyone. Every single person I talked to was busy that day. And I only had one ticket too, so it's not like I could say, oh, hey, I had three extra and I'm going to give, we can meet up or whatever. So, but then right before the game, the guy that gave me the ticket texted me and said, hey, we still have those other two seats available. Do you want them? I said, I had so much trouble finding one person to fill these seats. There's no way in heck that I'm going to be able to fill that other seat, those other two seats for you. So, yeah, again, it's just part of this process. It's part of this process that is so challenging at times and really just makes you really question what you stand for and what your being is. It's a crazy thing to go through. But I want to challenge you. I want to challenge who listens to this. When you're thinking that you're all alone, just like I sometimes think I'm all alone, I want to challenge you to reach out to somebody like I've been challenging myself to reach out to someone. I was listening to somebody tell me that we couldn't continue to be the boo-hoo of everything. We couldn't continue to boo-hoo our life to everyone that we're going through something crappy. But again, what we say when we're grieving, we can't be held accountable for. There are people that are going to want to hear how you're doing. There are going to be people who want to know if you're alive, if you're struggling, if you're doing well. They want to know. Talk to those people. Not every single person you talk to is going to want to hear your sob story, but at the end of the day, to you, it's not a sob story. Your story is valid because it's something that happened to you. Anyone who doesn't want to hear your boo-hoo, that's not a person you want in your life. Tell me your boo-hoos. I want to hear what they are. I want to hear every single thing that is sad in your life. I want to hear how you got that way. I want to hear what affected you the most, what makes you feel good, everything. I want to hear the ins and outs of your life. It'll never be a boo-hoo. It'll never be less important to me. Everything that anyone ever tells me, whether it's here on this podcast or when we have a general conversation, is something that I want to share, that I want to talk to, that I want to listen, I want to hear. So many people want us to just be okay, but at the end of the day, we're never going to be just okay. We might be like 50% okay or 60% okay, but you're never going to be 100% okay. And that's just how grief is. That's just how this process is. You're never going to be okay. We're always going to have a hole in our heart. We're always going to be missing somebody. But at the end of the day, your story is important. It's important to get your story out there. Don't think about it as this is some kind of sob story or something like I lost my best friend and I'm so sad about that. At the end of the day, let's talk about it. Let's hear about it. I want to hear about it. You're not alone in this. This is the craziest experience I've ever been through, but I'm not alone. And I know I'm not alone. There are so many people that experience the same stuff that I'm experiencing. You're never going to be alone in this. There's always somebody that's going to be here in this journey with you. And I just want you to be reminded of that. I want you to know that your story is valid. The things that you go through are valid. And if you need something, please reach out. But again, like I just said 5 minutes ago, not even, whenever people say, if you need something, reach out. That's so toxic because the thing that we need is the person that we don't have anymore or the pet that we don't have anymore or whatever. So tell your story. Share your story with the people that you find close to you. It'll never be a boo-hoo to someone that is close to you. The person that's close to you knows that you're going through a rough time and they won't shame you for that rough time. And if they do, that's not a person you want in your life. Anyways, thanks for listening to this. This is AJ from Ebbs and Flows Podcast. I really appreciate all the listeners and everything that I've got, and we're going to keep going with this.